And welcome to KJAN Sports. Asa Lucas here with the Trainer Cardinals head football coach, Jeff Casey. Coach, thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah, I appreciate talking to you.
First question for you, Coach. Wanted to say, you know, congrats on that great bounce back win for your group last week, going 49 over Shenandoah following a 49-0 loss. How were your kids able to respond and bounce back so well?
You know, they came back that following week after that loss, and they were super focused. The kids are probably better at flushing that stuff out of their mind than I am, but they came back ready to work. They were super focused. We had a long heart-to-heart talk that Monday night after that loss, and I kind of left them alone over the weekend, and we reset kind of where our minds were the last week, and they got after it. It was our best week of practices. We had, as coaches, kind of challenged them a little differently in practice a little bit each night, and they were up for it, and there was a ton of energy at practice. So we saw that carry over into the game Friday against Shenandoah. We had a somewhat up and down start, but once we got going and really focused in on some things, I thought in all three phases we played pretty darn good.
Some great foresight there, Coach. I was going to next question for you. You know, it was 14-3 at halftime, and I wanted to ask about those adjustments to go 13-0 in the third quarter. So was that just kind of more of mental adjustments you had to make with your players, or did you decide to change up your formations?
No, it was just getting a little more focused on some things. We opened the game with a really good drive, got down to the 1 yard line, had a penalty that pushed us back, and in hindsight, I wished I would have kicked the field goal to just give us some points. But we ended up turning the ball over on downs there, took a couple shots to the end zone, and narrowly missed a touchdown on fourth down. Defense came back and made a good stop, and then we had a couple three and outs, got a score mixed in there to put us up, and then we ended the half on a really good drive. We just ran out of time. But I felt like if we'd had some more time on the clock, we probably would have punched one in there too. But so we missed a couple opportunities in the first half, but I knew we were close. The kids knew we were close. And so the second half was all about just coming out and finishing better and being more focused on putting a full drive together and trying to get, you know, that first down is critical. If we can get that first down and things get rolling, it makes it a lot easier on everybody.
The defense showed up big time, forcing three turnovers and scoring a touchdown and only allowing 160 total yards. How important it is for this group to keep up that high level of play moving into the playoffs?
Well, the defense has been awesome all season, and they've really provided a spark when we've needed one. We've kind of been up and down offensively. We've had some games where we've started out really well, and the games where we haven't. And in the games that we haven't, the defense seems to provide that spark and get us going. And so we got one of those things on Friday. Aaron Emke had a huge interception he returned for a touchdown. And that really got the emotion up and the energy up on our sideline and kind of got guys locked in and got us going. So we look for those plays. That's happened a couple times this year for us. One of our safeties, Peter Young, did it a few weeks back, got us going that way. So however we can score, we'll take it. I was reading something last night about, you know, offensive coaching philosophy. And, you know, they said it doesn't matter what offense you run or what plays you call or how you design it, as long as you score more points than the other team, and it doesn't matter how you score. And we looked at defense has scored a lot for us this year. Special teams have scored a lot for us this year. So as long as we're putting points on the board, we don't care how it comes.
And on the road Friday night at a struggling Missouri Valley squad, what do you know about the Big Reds?
Yeah, we haven't played them varsity-wise the last handful of years, but because they're a conference opponent, we get to see them at the JV level. So we did play them earlier in the year. Really competitive game with them. That JV is the opener for the season for both teams on JV. And they've got some really good size. You know, I think the one thing you can count on with Missouri Valley is they've always got big linemen, and they always have a physical run game. And they always seem to have a kid at quarterback that is super athletic and can make plays, especially when things break down. So, defensively, again, we got to be really sharp and on point and try to emulate what we've been doing here the last several weeks defensively. And then again, offensively, we got to come out a little bit better, a little more clean in that first, second drive of the game and try to get some things going early.
What would you say is the biggest key to the Cardinals getting a win on Friday and then the main key to winning and advancing through the playoffs?
Yeah. So as far as this Friday, again, it's recognizing what they're trying to do offensively, defensively, and then, you know, how that impacts us and how we need to combat it, taking care of the football, special teams. So we always talk kind of every day. The kids probably get sick of hearing me say it, but the team that blocks and tackles well, the team that takes care of the football better, and the team that is great in special teams more times than not is going to be on the victory side of things. And so we emphasize those things every single day, and those will be the keys this week and then as we move forward through the season.
And that's the Trainer Cardinals head coach Jeff Casey joining us here on KJAN Sports. Coach, thank you again for your time.
I appreciate it. Thank you.